Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soho Theatre and to Mr. Game Show. And please welcome to the stage the host of Mr. Game Show. It's Mike Wozniak. It's Mr. Game Show.
Thank you
so much for coming. Welcome to Mr. Game Show. Question, show business, answer. It's supposed to say this guy at that point. That's my catchphrase. There's not, no one has been briefed on the catchphrase, right? What?
Let's do it again.
Thank you. Feedback already from the front, right? I mean, yeah, fine. Question, show business, answer.
This guy.
Pretty good, not bad. Is that caught on? I mean, is that officially, is it still a phrase or is it now a catch phrase? Happy? Welcome. What? I think possibly that's a cue for me. Right, okay, well, we've got two very exciting guests coming tonight, but before we do that, I think it's probably time for me to introduce my outstandingly wonderful co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Diane Morgan. Diane Morgan. Oh, she's off. She's having a little wander around the crowd. Diane, just come back to the stage, Diane. Diane, this is for audio. Diane, the listeners at home won't appreciate you wandering through the crowd. There's possibly just come back to the stage. Just maybe cut the music. That might bring her up. We'll just stop the music. Thank you. Okay. Diane, welcome, Diane. So tell me, here we are on a Sunday night. What does I'm sure the people at home and the audience would love to know what a tremendous game show co-host does on a weekend. What have you been up to, Diane?
I went to a dinner party.
How lovely! How lovely! And what was on the menu, so to speak?
Well, the starter was a prawn cocktail.
Very nice.
I don't like prawns.
Prawns are right. I mean, I'm quite fond of a prawn myself. Quite good for you, aren't they? And sort of tasty.
They eat shit off the bottom of the ocean.
Right, but all the same, they are quite healthy and they're sort of quite good for you.
They
your
eat shit off the bottom of the ocean.
Diane Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Good. Well, Diane, we've got two wonderful guests tonight.
We have. The first guest is Mr. Sam Simmons. Sam is a bald Australian man.
Thank you.
Like all Australians, he prefers to live in Britain. Our next guest is Cariad Lloyd. Cariad Lloyd
Wonderful.
Is Welsh for carrier bag. She once threw Rod Hull off a roof for a laugh.
Welcome to the show, Sam and Cariad. I think we're gonna weigh on straight in with our first sort of proper question round, if you're up for that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, eventually, of course, this show will transfer to a fully fledged and syndicated TV show. But for the time being, we're on a podcast level budget, so we've had to make some savings, and we have had to make savings on buzzers. So tonight, you, the audience, will be the buzzers. Those on Sam's side of the room will be Sam's buzzer. Those on Carriad's side will be Carriad's buzzer. Carriad and Sam, you get to choose whether or not you have a noise you would like them to replicate whenever you raise your arm, or would you like to deploy some sort of audience hive brain and see what they come up with themselves. Sam, you first. You got a noise for them, or do you want them to generate a random noise?
That, maybe just that. Maybe just a little like an African tuggle noise. Like.
When you raise your arm, you're going to need to...
That's excellent.
Not bad. Carry on.
I'll open it up. What do we as a group think would be a good buzz noise?
Take it away, audience hive brain.
Do you want to just... Meow? How do we feel about that, everybody?
I don't feel like that was the entire Carriad side of the audience.
No, but it was someone brave enough to go first with an idea, and I respect that in our democracy.
It's
the Jeremy
that?
Corbyn of our situation. He's willing to make a stand. How do we feel about meow? Yeah, this lady went...
Try it,
okay.
Test it. Okay. Throw your arm in the air, see what happens.
Okay, so one of her arm. But a strong meow, less apathetic. Okay.
That's our new noise, by the way.
Okay, I think we're ready for the first proper question round. It's time for Captain Knowledge.
Aye, Captain Knowledge.
Do you know facts for the level of a captain? Can you tell a vicar from a Royal Navy chaplain? Are you the colonel of facts or the sergeant of fools? Is rounder super tricky if you went to homeschool?
Captain Knowledge.
No one should be educated exclusively by their parents. Who will be Captain Knowledge?
It's Captain Knowledge. It's fingers on buzzers or arms ready to go in the air or whatever it is we just decided for the audience to be the buzzers in this round. Captain Knowledge, in which we ask questions and you answer them. Clear?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Question one. Giraffes can't swim. How do they test that? Carriad?
They make them get in a pool, and then when they die, they say, you couldn't swim.
That's correct. Elephants never forget. So how do they cope with regret? Sam, I think.
Have a big wank.
There we go.
And that's what the trunk is for. The trunk is it's a masturbation implement.
Is that right?
It is exactly that, yes.
Okay. If Bobby gives John 3 apples and John gives John, with an H, which is a different John, 2 apples, and Bobby borrows 1 apple from John, the first John without the H, which is short for Jonathan, and gives John with the H, the other one, the John as in John O'Grady Jr., i.e. the son, not the dad, half an apple with a core removed, why is John, the first John, as in Jonathan McClellan, so upset? Sam.
All he wanted was a nana.
Correct! In a hypothetical case, let's say that a man on Facebook who you befriended accidentally because you thought that they were a sort of gig promoter began asking you to send them lots of pictures of your own face so that they could turn it into a collage, a large collage of your own face, made out of lots of tiny pictures of your... Faith, this isn't time. This is actually going
this
on. This is. I just want some advice.
This happened to you.
I just want some advice.
Have
this
you
is going on.
Have you blocked him or unfriended him?
I haven't because I.
Why? First port of call is unfriend the psycho.
It's escalating, and it's he's a young man to start with, who for the time being
doesn't mean young can't stalk people.
Shall remain nameless. Time's up. His name's Chris Gladding. Chris Gladding.
It sounds lovely.
He has been So I'm just keep making him crosser and crosser every time I. Try and turn. I mean, have you got any
advice? I think you just have to unfriend Chris Gladding.
I think if you unfriend people, they can turn, can't they? Though.
Have you had experience of that, Diane?
Yeah, of course I have.
Because he has already asked me for my address.
Sorry, what's his name?
No.
Chris who?
Chris Gladding. He asked me for my address, and I said no. And then he completely just said, "Don't worry, got it."
He made me like film just like a just on my camera, just like a little bit of footage of me wiggling my bare feet.
Did you do it?
I did.
And did that? I mean, did that satisfy him?
I didn't get a gig.
Right. Okay. Has he been back in touch? I mean, my worry is that that would be like a sort of gateway video and it would actually...
No, I think he's just got what he wanted. I think that's what you have to do next.
Fine. You're not worried that at some point he's just...
What the hell's that?
I don't have no idea.
Maybe we should crack on.
Right. Thank you, Diane. So what are the scores at the end of that round, Diane?
Carriad Lloyd has 83 points. Sam Simmons has 29.
Oh, great.
B.
Thank you. I'm not going to scrutinise those, Diane.
I think that sounds...
We do
that
have
sounds
a,
right.
I did get you a sort of board, a board for you to keep... I haven't seen you use the board.
It's in there.
Right. It's in there doesn't mean anything to the people listening at home, Diane. It doesn't mean anything at all.
Oh, sorry.
It's time for the next round, which is What's in the Box?
What's in the box? What's in the box? It's a mystery. What's in the box? And will I get to keep it? No, we own the thing in the box. Nothing more intriguing than a thing in a box. Gosh, I wonder what it could be. I wonder could it be a cock in a box? No, this isn't Game of Thrones, it's Mr. Game Show.
What's in the box?
They go on too long, don't they, the jingles?
Just let me introduce the round, Diane.
Sorry.
Barely started. Each contestant will be presented with a sealed box. They can do anything except look in the box. Diane, don't open the box. To determine what's in the box, and if they're right, they can keep the contents of the box or donate it to a favourite charity. Who's first? Carriad?
Okay.
Carriad, what's in the box?
Have a smell.
Okay.
Even Mr. Game Show doesn't know what's in the box. Only okay. Diane.
I think it's a bag of flour. I'm really invested, though, in what is in it.
Diane, is she correct? Is it a bag
no,
of
flour?
No, she's
not correct.
Are you going to tell
us what's
in the box?
Isn't it? It's really tense.
It's a pineapple.
Oh, so close.
Oh. You're gonna, I'm happy to take your word for it, Diane.
No, she's right.
It was a pineapple.
Oh, you didn't win it, did you?
Oh, can I donate it to a charity anyway?
Yep, the refugees. There you go.
Thanks.
There we go.
Hashtag refugees welcome. Have a pineapple.
And, I mean, you're going to... Yeah, you're going to put it in the box to send it to the... Yeah,
oh,
I'm not going to get
it.
This
I'll
is
do
Diane's
it, guys.
Round,
I'll,
really.
Do you can trust me.
Right. Diane, are you going to give Sam his box?
Yeah.
Sam's also... You have got a box for Sam.
It's not ripe either, so I won't send it yet. Oh, wait.
Maybe it'll be right by the time it gets there.
Could have done with a bit of music over that bit, couldn't we?
All right. Can I add something in post? Sam, what's in the box?
It's a clue. It's not a severed head.
It does. It feels like a pineapple.
Right, but I would imagine it would be... Probably would be...
It's either that or it's one of those wax candles of someone's hand.
Right. So you've got it down to...
It's a pineapple. It's definitely a pineapple.
I don't think you would have just...
Let's see if you're right.
Diane surely hasn't just...
Thank you.
Oh.
She has. Well, I get the
wow.
Why not get... Why does she get to keep the pineapple that she didn't guess correctly?
Yeah,
this is
Diana.
Oh, that's the...
Diana, we'll just assume...
I didn't
just
know
make
I was playing
Joel,
the
can you make a note that if she does that again, we just...
I mean, I should
right,
get
just
both
not
pineapples.
Two pineapples.
No, you shouldn't. That doesn't make any sense.
I thought you were going to get two different... Yeah, never mind.
I don't have time.
Thank you, Diane. Time for the next round, which
that's
is no...
Quick, that was such a quick round.
It was... Yeah, well, I mean, mercifully so, wouldn't you say?
I
mean,
Diane
was making a big
boxes.
Thing about it earlier on. She was insisting on the box. I assume there was going to be some glitz on the box or something.
I wouldn't have time. I'll wait for the next one.
Right. Next round is entitled Know Your Enemy.
Know your enemy, know your enemy. Know your enemy, know your enemy.
Break it down. Break it down. Know Your Enemy is the name of the game. Get quizzed on the other mother sharing the stage. The more you know about their vice and felonies, the more points you get at the expense of your enemy. They fake their own death or get convicted for flashing. Do they prefer chips or a mustard mash for their dinner? Want to make them a wreck? Should have tapped the phone, done a background check. Know Your Enemy. Know Your Enemy. This round is Know Your Enemy. Break it down. Break it down.
It's too long, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's too long.
That one is really definitely.
I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah, that one's definitely.
If I had a rap bit in it, I thought you liked rap. I thought you'd be pleased with it.
I don't like rap.
Have you got.
Go on.
I thought you had a hearing aid in because
of the jingle.
No. Yeah, that. No, because you haven't touched your mic thing and it's hanging.
What do you mean? It's an audio. It's an audio podcast. Everything's going fine. It's Know Your Enemy.
Sorry.
in which each contestant will answer a series of questions about the other. How well do they know each other? Have they spent any time preparing for the show by following their opposite number or perhaps interviewing ex-lovers? Let's find out. Are you ready, Carrie Ann?
Yes.
Sam has been heavily tipped to replace Daniel Craig in the Bond franchise. But who would play Sam in a film about his own life?
Omar Sharif.
Correct. At the age of Sam?
Wow, this has gone very philosophical.
At the age of Sam, I'm just going to carry on. At the age of Sam, Sam left school to work as a...
Oh, that's really hard.
Remember, he was Sam years old at the
time.
Yeah.
Penicillin operator?
Correct. Oh. How long would it take to eat Sam?
6 days.
Correct. What does Sam fear the most?
Childhood.
Correct. But in other people or a recurrence in himself?
In himself.
That's right.
Regressing back to his own.
What does Sam need the most?
Sorry,
I leant
on it by accident.
Carrie Ann Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen. Carrie Ann Lloyd. So, Sam, it's time for you to ask her questions about Carrie Ann. Question one. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, Carrie Ann was sent to prison for a crime she didn't commit. What was that crime?
She bludgeoned a small pole cat to death.
Allegedly.
With the back end of a shoe, the front end had already fallen off. She just had the heel left and it was like a stiletto and she was just like cracking it across the head and its head just come off.
Mm-hmm. But she was found to be innocent. But how did she get off?
With her boyfriend.
What crime did she actually commit?
What she was meaning to do was skin the pole cat to make a pelt, to make herself a light little shrug.
Is the right answer.
Thank you.
What's the lowest note that Carrie Ann can sing?
F.
Sound like? Correct. How long would it take to hard boil a Carrie Ann?
Ooh. Probably, 3 episodes of My Favourite Martian.
I'm just going to check the units, see if that unit... Yes, that is absolutely right.
Yes.
And how long would it take to soft boil her?
Just half an ep.
Half an episode. And what would you dip in a soft boiled Carrie Ann?
Hey, what wouldn't you dip?
What
haven't we all dipped in Carrie
Ann? Is the right answer. And that is the end of Know Your Enemy, that particular round. Diane, the score so far, please.
Carrie Ann has 123 points and Sam Simmons has 89.
Thank you, Diane.
Great.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Just working out the points.
But you've literally just done that. You've literally just given us the points and you've wandered off again to a different room. What are you doing now? What are you doing?
We're in the middle of the show.
What? It's time for the next round. Okay, the next round is Vox Pops. Vox Pops. Sweet Vox Pops. What popped out of the pops is Vox. It's Vox Pops. Vox Pops. Vox Pops, we took a fact survey from people in the street who are willing to take part in a random survey in the middle of the day despite a total absence of incentive. Lonely people to whom we send our thanks. Here are some of their answers, but what were the questions we asked them? It's fingers on buzzers. You know the drill. And number one, what was the question that prompted this answer?
Exotic.
Oh, damn it.
Carrie Ann.
Fill in the blank. The blank Marigold Hotel.
No.
It's a film, guys. It's with old people. It's what Maggie Smith does on a holiday.
Yeah, I don't think they like it. I mean, it's...
No, they don't like it.
Okay. The room's gone very frosty.
I've got it. I understand now.
Sam?
This quiche tastes... exotic.
It's a strong answer.
What do you mean, that's pretty close.
What kind of dancer are you?
Oh, I mean, that would be pivotal depending on who... Who's asking? I mean, it was Joel, our producer, who's asking the question. Joel, are you exotic?
What's that?
What's that? It's Diane.
There's a tambourine back here.
Yeah, I don't. What? That'll be someone else's prompt from another show. Just leave it alone. Christ.
You need that for exotic dancing.
Joel, are you exotic? You asked the question.
No,
so I'm afraid that's not any further guesses. Not,
he'd ask the question, he would say, what kind of a dancer are you? And the person on the street said, exotic. Why would Joel say exotic?
Because it's erotic. Wait,
I mean, it is still the wrong answer, even if you're really...
Well, you were, okay, if that's what you want to believe.
The question was, without saying the word lamination, describe lamination.
Oh, yeah.
That was literally the question.
Fair enough.
Can we play that answer again?
Exotic.
That's what he says.
Exotic.
I mean, it's not a controlled growth. There's people in the street.
Lamination of paper or pastry?
Just general lamination. Yeah, okay. I mean, we didn't specify. Question two.
I'm not sure this is anything.
Don't break it. Don't break it, Sam. He'll break. This is a man on the edge.
All right.
We're being paid to look after him.
I don't think a game show host has ever been on the cusp of an existential crisis in the middle of a show, but I'm close.
Let's do it.
You know, like when your granddad is sad, and you don't say,
you're
going to die.
I'm not that much older than you.
You wouldn't it?
You say, oh, do you want a cup of tea?
You might be sad about something else, though.
You've got to do this to Mr.
Yeah,
show,
yeah, of course.
Mr. Game Show.
Sorry, question
Mr.
two. Show.
He's going to die.
Question two.
I mean, we're watching it.
Question
happen.
Two.
He's dying.
Question two.
Sorry.
What answer was prompted by no?
He can't even read his own script.
Question two. Here's the answer, but what was the question that prompted it?
With their fins?
Sam.
How did the dolphin build...
And with you?
Build a big cake.
It's a good guess. I'm afraid it's not the right answer.
Carry on. Who do Swedish people go to the cinema with?
Oh, hello.
Oh,
Captain Pun over here.
Yeah, that's it. That's
we
good.
Dock points for Pun.
Oh, what?
On Mr. Game Show. I can give you a clue
I'm
if you like.
I'm the one trying to keep you alive.
I'll give you a clue. It's more the bawdy end that you've been gravitating to a little bit, Sam.
So it is fish related.
Yeah.
The bawdy end of fish.
The bawdy end of fish.
Oh, okay, bawdy. Right, how does... Right, okay.
The answer was the with bloody, their fins.
Yeah, okay.
The question was...
How'd the goldfish have a bloody... Have a bat.
Have a what?
Have a bat.
Is that... Like a, it's like a
masturbation.
A root.
Oh, right. Do you have that? Do you not have that here? It's,
we did not.
I'm going to give you half a point for that, Sam, because the question was, how do fish have sex? Oh, and the answer they gave was with their fins. Okay.
Have a bat.
Do you not have a bat?
No.
You just offer a bat. Okay.
We're okay enough. Saying masturbate.
What's that? Masturbate.
We're okay saying you just shorten all the words.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
But I think having a okay, whatever.
What's the origin of the why a bat?
Masturbate.
Because you're having a bat, like you got a bat, like a bat.
Oh, right.
What?
So it could be like a...
There's been way weirder stuff going on, people.
No, this is it. That's the weirdest.
And that is the end of Vox Pops. Diane.
Yeah.
What are the scores so far?
The scores are... Carriad has 16, Sam has 52.
Oh.
So losing losing points by the droves.
Yeah, by the tens.
According to Diane's system, which I'm going to have a word with you about after the show, Diane. That's not for now. Okay, it's time another new round. Again, the work of Diane. This round is called Whose House Has Diane Broken Into This Week?
Right, I'm outside the house of this person. It's quite nice look from the outside. I'm going to try and kick the door in. All right, so right, here goes. Okay. All right, I'm in. Oh, right. God, it's harder than it looks, kicking a door in. Looks easy on the telly, doesn't it? All right, I'm in. Okay, so let's have a look. Right, well, first things first, I'm literally knee-deep in vinyl records. Really sort of just wading through them. So
This man literally has a problem. He's got a problem. He's a hoarder. Right, if I can just get through to his bedroom. Right. Okay, there's a skinny tweed suit on the bed and a pair of glasses on the bedside table. I say bedside table, it's actually just a stack of vinyl records. I suppose what's striking, apart from the vinyl, is the lack of anything to do with Michael Jackson. That's a clue there. He clearly does his bit for charity as well, because there's a Help the Aged poster on the wall. That's another clue. It's quite trendy, very chic. He's clearly not a common person. Whose house have I broken into?
Who? Jarvis Cocker.
Here's the right answer.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Jarvis Cocker is?
No, well, now I do, yeah.
Your side of the audience was clicking at you like,
yeah. That's not, it's not stimulating something in my mind to go, oh, yeah, I'm communicating with you.
Worth the punt, guys, worth the punt.
I thought it was bloody.
And unfortunately, that noise means that noise. Thank you, Diane. That noise means that we've run out of time. We're sort of way off what we intended to do. But so there's only time for one more a panic round, I guess, sudden death. Panic, 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 panic. Okay, this is fingers on buzzers, please. We've run out of time. We've got to go in a sec. So there's only really time for the ends of the questions. So, question one, 1986. It's true or false?
Oh.
True.
False. I was actually 7 years old at the time. Question two, green. Sam.
Red. Oh, true.
True, it is true. that is true. But following a short course of antibiotics, it returned to a normal colour. Pleased to say. Question three, earlobes, true or false? Carry
false.
Out. True. And also noses. Question four, a fox, but only from the back.
Carry very out. Effeminate cat.
Vole.
What?
Vole.
True or false?
Vole.
What?
False.
Vole.
What?
Vole.
Hey. I'm going to go with Sam here because he's hi. Engaging vole. With the...
Vole.
Zen.
True, false, or vole?
What kind
vole.
Of...
Huh?
What?
Vole.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Vole. That's what it was in the
literally,
first.
Going. I had vole. Not anticipated
China.
Losing control to this
going
degree.
To China.
What is the game?
Vole.
I was there.
Vole.
Half of it was
always
are you
vole.
Scoring this, Diane?
I didn't know that. That was half of it.
Vole.
We all yelled anyway.
Vole.
Okay.
Then my leg
vole.
Felt, and the guy vole. Yelled at me.
And your home
game. Yeah, we just played backgammon.
Correct. Question five, Wurzel Gummidge.
Yeah. Straw face, short arms.
True or false?
False.
It's true.
Horrifically scary.
That's right. Question six, leatherette. Sam.
Yes, please.
Correct. Question seven, under the fridge. Carry out.
Tea towel.
True. The answer is true. Well done, Sam. And for a bonus, was it the first place I looked or the last place I looked?
Last.
It was. What do you mean?
It's last. Last.
It was both. It was both. Question eight, spoon. Question eight. Carry out.
False.
False. Fingers are fine. That's right. Question nine, tablespoon. Sam.
That's definitely true.
That is true. A dessert spoon would contain a street value of over £400, which is too much.
Of course.
Too much. Question 11. I've got no idea. I've lost track. Buccaneer. No. Carry out.
True, but sometimes false.
True, but you would also need to provide your own...
Sword and
hammock.
Hat.
Hammock.
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 Damn it.
Question 12. Flute music. Sam.
False.
That is false. Diane can only be soothed but to sleep by...
Clarinet.
Crying babies.
White noise. Oh. White noise. Question 13. I've got no idea anymore. Romsey Rapids.
What?
Sam.
That's false.
That is false. In fact, petting of any kind is frowned upon there. Okay. And that is the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Diane... Can we have the final scores, please?
Yes, the final scores are Sam has 200 points, Carrie has 576 points.
So Carrie is our winner, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have the victory jingle for Carrie, please?
Oh, God. You're not whips!
Is that it?
So happy.
Well, not whips, yeah. I've sucked the middle out of them all, though.
Oh.
Right.
Are these all mine?
What are they?
It seems to be
a
briefcase full of walnut.
You deserve them. We
whips.
Did this together.
What are they? What?
They're more walnut whips.
We want these back though.
Walnut whips. It's a type of confectionery. There you go. You can try one.
Look out!
I want one for myself.
Look out!
We got another one for. We got one for Sam there, Carrie.
Cover your eyes.
Thanks, Ben.
Have a look.
Look out!
Ladies and gentlemen. Amid this chaos, I'm going to say thank you very much for coming to Mr. Game Show. That was Mr. Game Show. Our contestants were Carad Lloyd and Sam Simmons. My co-host was Diane Morgan. On sound, Alex Feldman. Keep applauding. I'm doing the credits. Our producer was Joel Porter. Our host was Soho Theatre. Thank you to Dave. Our sponsors, I've been Mike Wozniak. Mr. Game Show. Call me Mr. Game Show for the short. This is Mr. Game Show. Good night. Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.